Hello, it's your girl Kathleen, aka Cassidine, aka Sudding, and welcome back to another episode of Sudding Soapbox. Yes, here on Sudding Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it, get into it. Hello, what's up everybody? How you doing? How you doing? We are back with another episode. If this is your first time tuning into Sudding Soapbox, I welcome you. I welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. Grab a pillow, grab a chair, kick off your shoes, kick off your feet, relax, and just come kick it with me. I appreciate you tuning into my show. And then if you are a returning listener, welcome back. How you doing? How are you feeling? We are in December and we are getting close to wrapping up the year. How are you feeling? I know that I'm ready. I'm ready for the year to end, but I'm also just trying to be present. So how you feeling? All right. So we have another interesting episode today. I say interesting, but not necessarily in a bad way, but just, child, I don't know what we're going to get out of this episode. Because sometimes I have an idea of where I'm going with the episode, but then sometimes, you know, things could just, the spirit just be having its way, basically. But anyways, y'all already know, before we jump into today's episode and we get to talking and we get to ranting and doing what we do here, if you're not already following me, what you doing? What you doing? Please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Instagram, and for now, until something else comes up, Twitter. My handle is Shameless Listo. That's S-H-A-M-E. L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Come and talk to me. Come and chat with me. Tell me how you doing. What are your plans for the holidays? Do you have any holidays? Or are you a Grinch? Are you a Scrooge? Do you not really celebrate the holidays? Do you kind of just be chilling? What are your plans for the holidays if you have them? Tell me the plans. For me, I don't really have any plans specifically for Christmas. I might just be chilling, maxing and relaxing, probably watch some Christmas movies, probably make myself a charcuterie board, or as my sister likes to say, charcoot-coot board, you know what I mean? And just relax. Actually, now that I think about it, Christmas is on a Sunday. So what am I saying? I'm gonna be in church. And funny enough, we're just gonna jump right into Sudin's life update. I've been helping my church members with their dance routine. Funny, to kind of give some background on me, I used to dance at my church back in the States. I was part of the praise dance team. I was actually the, guess you could say, like, co-captain, essentially. And dance has always just been something that I love. It's always been a part of me since, as far as I can remember, like, since I was a kid, I've always just loved to dance. One of my dreams growing up was that I wanted to be one of Janet Jackson's background dancers. That was just something that I've always dreamt of. But being a dancer has always just been in me. And so when I got to college, I joined this church and I became part of the praise dance team. And then when I moved back home, I stopped dancing. And then once I moved to Korea, I thought I would be in the city. So I thought I would be able to join dance classes and kind of maintain that. But where I live, there's absolutely no dance studio or anywhere for me to dance. Obviously, there is YouTube, so I think that might be something I'll start doing part of the new year. So maybe New Year resolution, even though I really don't subscribe to the whole idea of New Year's resolution anymore, just things I'd like to start implementing into the new year is that maybe I'll start like finding dance choreographies that I can learn on YouTube, since I'm nowhere near an actual dance studio or can actually take dance classes. But funny enough, the church that I go to, which is a Korean church, they're putting together a couple of dance pieces for the Christmas service. So I believe the children are doing a dance piece, the women are doing a dance piece, and then the men are doing a dance piece. So the men at my church, they decided to do a dance that they saw on YouTube, and it's to Oh Happy Day from Sister Act. And the way they were doing the dance, they were struggling with it. And I don't know what possessed me to help them. I know why, but, you know, they were struggling with it. And all of a sudden, I just started helping them with the dance. And next thing I know, they started calling me their dance teacher. And so for the past two Sundays, I've been helping them get their dance routine and choreography together. And then I'm also in the women's dance performance for Christmas. And I'm like, okay, so God is obviously wanting me to get back into dancing. Because like I said, it's always been something I love to do. I missed dancing in my church. And somehow I got thrown under the bus. Here I am at this small little Korean church. And I'm helping them with dance. And I'm like, okay, God, here we go, I guess. So that's kind of what I'll be doing for Christmas, essentially, is I'll be at the church and I'm sure they'll have some sort of food and other events. Because I think we're also supposed to do a Secret Santa, because they gave me a name of one of the church members that I'm supposed to buy gifts for. And that's the other thing. I don't really know what to get as a gift, because the person I'm supposed to be getting a gift for is like an older Korean, like grandmother and child. I bought like red ginseng because that's supposed to be like good for your health. So child, I hope it's a good gift. I don't know. I may ask a friend, like, do you think this is a good gift for like an older Korean person? And if they tell me yes, then I'm in the money. If not, child, I'm out of ideas. So we're gonna find out. But yeah, like that's my plan for Christmas. New Year's Eve, I invited a friend to come over to hang out with me. We've been kind of chilling. She and I don't really know what we're gonna do, so I'm thinking I'm gonna do that. Even though there is a really big New Year's Eve party I kind of want to go to, but at this point in the game, the hotel prices are too high and I don't feel like really traveling and moving all about. So I think I'm just going to stay home for another year. I really do want to go to a New Year's Eve party, but just, I don't know, I just don't feel like it's my time right now to be doing all of that. So I'm just going to hold off on that for now. But I'd love to know, again, what are your plans for Christmas? What are your plans for New Year's Eve? I know my mentor is getting married on New Year's Eve, so shout out to her. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see the pictures and everything. But yeah, I'd love to know, what are your plans for Christmas and New Year's Eve, if you have any? And then let's see, what else is going on in my life? Oh, child, I had an utter meltdown. I don't know if y'all been keeping up with the news, but I heard about Celine Dion, our Haitian queen. Y'all, I am distraught. I am beside myself, y'all. Now, I know I have some Jamaican friends, and they gonna say she's Jamaican. I'm telling y'all she's Haitian, because there is not one Haitian wedding that I haven't been in myself, that I haven't attended myself, that they don't play Celine Dion, okay? And when I tell you they play Celine Dion, they play Celine Dion. And they don't play no My Heart Will Go On. Like, they'll play it, but that's not the only song they'll play. They'll play her French music, okay? They will play Ziggy. If you don't know Ziggy, you're not a Celine Dion fan. Okay, if you don't know It's All Coming Back to Me, Power of Love, That's the Way It Is, Sous Le Vent, if you don't know those songs, you're not a Celine Dion fan. When I tell you, Haitians love Celine Dion. They play her at the wedding. They play her at the reception. They play her at the baby shower. They play her at every single event unnecessarily. When I tell you Haitian people go up for Celine Dion, that is our queen. again, I'm not talking to y'all Jamaicans, but that is Celine Marie Claudette, because that is a typical Haitian name. Celine Marie Claudette Manouchka Dion. When I tell you, I am sending all my prayers. Celine right now on her team, she needs a Haitian nurse. She needs a Haitian nurse to help her get back on her feet. So to all my Haitian nurses out there, I need y'all to put y'all applications in because we need our queen back, okay? I need Miss Celine Marie Claudette Manouchka Dion back on the stage where she belongs, because not our queen, not our queen, not this queen. We already lost Aretha. I can't lose Celine. I can't, because the way she is a part of Haitian culture, mbakabab, I cannot. So again, I'm not talking to y'all Jamaicans. Y'all can say what y'all want about she's the Jamaican queen. I don't care. But for Haitians, Celine Dion is that girl. It be that said. So my heart is broken right now. I couldn't even finish the video she made addressing the fans about what she was going through, because my heart already broke when she lost her husband. When she lost her husband, I was already just felt her pain, and she still pushed through. You know, that's the way it is. Oh my God, we're talking about Celine Dion. Celine Marie Claudette Manouchka Dion? No. Okay, I'm going to move off this, because if I stay on this too long, I'm going to cry. So let's move on to something a little lighter. Last time I talked about the World Cup and how that's still going on. Brazil is out. Portugal is out. I want Argentina to win. I want Lionel Messi to go home and bring Argentina the World Cup. Now, if you're not a soccer fan, when I tell you the World Cup is basically the International Super Bowl, there are a lot of people who are not into soccer, and that's fine. But the World Cup is basically the International Super Bowl. And the only reason why it's at this time of the year is because obviously it's in Qatar. I know I'm not saying it properly, but the only reason why it's in the wintertime is because it's in Qatar. Normally, the World Cup is held in the summertime, but child, they wouldn't have survived if they was in Qatar summertime, because I'm sure it probably gets to up to 100 degrees, and I can't imagine teams like Croatia, England, Korea being okay with that. I feel like countries like Ghana, Morocco, Brazil is like, oh, this is our regular weather. We good. But England, France, Croatia, those teams would be passing out on that soccer field, or that football team. Excuse me. When we talk about soccer, it's actually football. But because right now, I think as I'm recording this, the last two games that we have is that Argentina needs to go against Croatia and France needs to go against Morocco, because those are basically the semifinals. I want Argentina to whoop the crap out of Croatia. And between France and Morocco, France to me is a colonizer. I'm rooting for everybody black. I want to see Morocco win. So I would love to see an Argentina versus Morocco game, but I want Argentina to win, because this is Messi's last year and then he retires. I want him to bring home the World Cup, because Ronaldo and his egotistical behind has already taken the World Cup. Neymar has already taken the World Cup. Messi's the only one who has not taken a World Cup. And this is his final year. And he's so sweet and kind. I mean, obviously, I don't know the man personally, but from the behavior he shows on and off the field, he's kind, he's gentle, he's humble. I just want that man to retire and bring Argentina the World Cup. I love the fact that Morocco, as the first African team, is really pushing. So I would just love to see Argentina versus Morocco, and Morocco just get that bragging rights that they made it that far. But I want Argentina to go home with the World Cup. That's just personally for me. I mean, like I said, I'm rooting for everybody Black, and I'm here for Morocco making it that far. But I really, really want, Messi to win. And I know for some people, they're like, oh, it's the World Cup. But I want you to understand, like, businesses close for the World Cup. Whole countries take vacations. Like, shops don't open. Whole places shut down because their sole focus is the World Cup. This ain't even on the same level as the Super Bowl. Super Bowl doesn't even touch the World Cup. That's just where I'm at with the whole World Cup thing, since that's obviously like a really big thing that's happening right now. But anyways, now that I've got the sodium updates out the way, because I think that's pretty much it. I don't think I got anything else really to talk about. We're going to jump into today's episode. But of course, before we do, we have our church announcements. All right, y'all already know, your girl is a small content creator. There's only one thing that I ask of you, my listeners, and that's to show how much you love my podcast. So what I need for you guys to do is to head over to Podchaser and find this podcast. Leave your girl 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And to write 1 to 2 lines on why you love my podcast. Your girl is actually coming up on a whole year. Like, my baby's about to have her first birthday. And I would just really appreciate it if you would just rate my podcast 4 or 5 stars. And it has to be specifically Podchasers, because I know I have some listeners who listen on Google, who listen on Apple or Spotify. But the thing is that the recognition and the acknowledgement comes through Podchasers. That's where you get sponsorships. That's where you get any type of accolades. It comes through Podchasers. That's why I specifically indicate that's where you need to go. So here's what you guys need to do. Simple instructions. Simple. As a teacher, I'm gonna give you the steps 1, 2, 3. Step number 1, go to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Step number 2, find your favorite podcast. That's this one, Sorin's Soapbox. That's Sorin apostrophe S, Soapbox. Step number 3, when you find your favorite podcast, this one, you're going to leave me 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And then you're going to write 1 to 2 lines saying why you love this podcast. Okay? See? 3 easy steps. It be that set. Fini. Finito. Kunasa. Finished. And that's it. And it does so much for someone like me who's a small content creator just trying to grow her platform. That's all I ask. And I thank you in advance for helping me, because then it allows me to continue to make content just for you. So again, I thank you in advance. And that is the end of our church announcements. All right, so let's jump into today's topic. So I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I didn't know what I was gonna talk about today. A lot of the times I be praying, God, what are we talking about today? Some stuff, obviously, are story times. Other stuff comes to me from TikToks or YouTube videos I'm watching or movies I'm watching or just conversations I have with myself, because yes, I talk to myself. I have team meetings every day. If you're not having team meetings with yourself, I don't know what you're doing, but you should be having team meetings with yourself regularly. Or things that just come to mind from like my past, my memories and things like that. So today's topic, we're going to talk about restoring relationships, because obviously it's the end of the year and we're going to see all the phrases, especially right after Christmas. Everybody going to talk about some new year, new me. I'm cutting off everybody. If you're not serving me, if you're not doing me no good, you out. I'm cutting everybody off. Cutting everybody off. And that's all well and good. That's all well and good. Because the reality is, you should remove certain people. You should remove certain people out of your life. There are people that you need to actually cut off. There's nothing wrong with cutting people off. You should cut off the people who are mean and cause you harm. Because why are they in your inner circle? Why are they around you? Why are they close to you? Why are they anywhere in your presence? If you have people like that in your life, cut them. Remove them. Go far, far away from them. If you have people who only stick around you for what you do for them and not who you actually are, cut those people off. Because how many times have you been friends with people who don't actually like you for your personality or your character? They only like you for maybe the status or the things you do for them, because maybe they, when they're in a bind, you're the first person they could call, or if they need gas money, or if they need money at all, or they go through any problems, you're the first person that they can reach out to, and they don't actually care to hang out with you for the type of person that you are, or they're not there for you when you need help. Cut that person off. That person gotta go. Gone. Like NSYNC. Gone. Like they gotta go. Or the people who are just energy vampires. You know, like you're around them and you start feeling sluggish. You start feeling tired. You start feeling like sad and depressed. And you notice that they're feeling jipper and they're happy and they're excited. And you start feeling like your energy starts slowly depleting. Those are energy vampires. Those are people who are literally sucking the life out of you. Those people gotta go. You gotta cut those people off. You know, I'm an advocate for cutting people off. Call me Edward Scissorhands. I'm snip, 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 cutting people off, okay? I'm an advocate for cutting people out of my life. If I don't like how you breathe around me, cut. If I don't like how you chew certain food around me, I know that's petty, but call me Petty LaBelle. Cut you out. So I'm an advocate for cutting people. I'll cut somebody who tears me down to build themselves up. You ever be around somebody and they start cracking jokes on you so that they become the center of attention and everybody looks at them and they boosting themselves up all for the sake of tearing you down? You don't need those people in your life. You don't need that. Cut them people off. I know I'm listing a bunch of people to cut, but I'm telling you, there are certain scenarios and situations where it's absolutely okay to cut people off. But there's times where we need to stop and think about the relationships that we really shouldn't be so quick to cut. But instead, we need to sit down, evaluate the relationship, and decide. Maybe we just need to set certain boundaries to kind of say, maybe I don't need that person so close in my life. And maybe they just need to be an acquaintance versus a friend. Because this is how I look at friendships. And again, I say this all the time, but I'm going to keep saying it because I don't want nobody to mince my words. I'm a Christian. So I'm coming from a Christian perspective. I see friendships the way Jesus had his disciples. Okay? Jesus had the multitude. Jesus had the 12 disciples. But Jesus had his inner circle. Jesus had the three. His three main homies, his ride or die. Okay? I look at people like that. You got your multitude. Those are the people you kick it with whenever you hang out with them. You're cool with them. Then you have your 12. And it doesn't have to literally be 12 because I can't really count maybe 12 people together in my life. But you get the idea. The 12 people might just be someone like you're cool with. Like you could talk to them. You can kick it with them. You might bring certain concerns to them, but not all your concerns or your deep concerns. And then you have your three. These are the people you ugly cry with. These are the people who have seen you at your lowest, who have seen you when you be depressed, you are down and out. Okay? when I talk about restoring relationships, maybe you don't need to cut somebody out so quickly, but you need to just arrange where they are in your life. Are they in your inner court, the three? Are they in your outer court, the 12 disciples? Or are they in the outer court, the multitude? Like, you get what I'm saying? I hope you're understanding the analogy that I'm using, because I feel like there are some relationships that there may be miscommunication, there may be arguments, there may be a difference in perspective and how you see life. And it's like, you know what? We don't see eye to eye on this situation. And maybe it's not necessarily a disagreement that would cause you to lose this friendship, because maybe this person still has a lot of good that is mutually beneficial to the both of you, where you can still pour into them, they can still pour into you, but not in the same aspect where they need to know every little detail about you or see you in your most vulnerable moments and see you in your most transparent moments. Maybe they only need to be around you in full group settings and not necessarily in your prayer closet moments. I hope this is making sense, because again, this is kind of just coming to me and just really understanding that we have a tendency to just cut off people the moment they offend us, the moment they hurt our feelings, the moment that we have a disagreement. And while it is good to set boundaries, it's not good to necessarily cut people off so quickly because of how they made us feel without stopping for a second and evaluating what exactly transpired, what exactly happened. So, for example, I'm going to use myself. I'll say middle school and high school, I had some friends that I was relatively close with at the time. Actually, like, we were like best friends. It was the four of us. We grew up together. We did everything together. And then naturally, at the end of high school, we all kind of went our separate ways to college. And as I've mentioned plenty of times before, I grew up in a very strict house. So once I got my first taste of freedom, your girl was gone. Like Speedy Gonzalez, andale, out. Okay. And so in going to college, I ended up meeting new friends and just enjoying my college life. Even though I talked about my university before and it was a whole mess in and of itself, it was still me getting away from everything that I knew. In the course of that, I ran into friction with the friends that I left behind. We ended up, you know, bumping heads because I wasn't coming home often enough to spend time with them. And we had a disagreement because when I did come home, I didn't spend time with them. But part of that had to do with the fact that I was the first child in my house. And so that meant I came home and literally went back into the same routine of taking care of house and home, doing chores, running errands, this, that, and the third. And so a disagreement kind of spewed up out of it because a lot of the friends at the time felt like I wasn't making effort to maintain the relationship that we had. And so once the argument started, I basically cut everybody off. They went their way, I went my way, and I never looked back, if I'm being honest. I never looked back. I never cared to look back. Just kept it moving. Now that I'm an adult, really, because even though I was in college, can I say I was an adult per age? Yes. But now that I have a little bit more wisdom, a little bit more maturity, and your girl's in therapy, I can say that that relationship could have been restored because it was due to a lack of communication and a lack of understanding that caused that relationship to be cut and severed the way that it was. Because the reality is, I think my friends at the time thought that, oh, I'm in college now. I have freedom. I have a little bit more liberty to move around the way that I want to versus when I was in middle school versus when I was in high school. I was stuck under all these rules and regulations that my parents put upon me. But now that I'm a college student, I have magically obtained this freedom. But the truth of the matter is, it didn't matter what age I was. My parents were still going to treat me the same way I was in middle school even though I was in high school, and there was a disconnect in that. And had we just sat down and talked about what's the grievance, what's the problem, what's the issue? Again, obviously I'm talking from me being now 35 versus at the time maybe being 18, 19, 20. If we just talked about, okay, why is there such a pushback? Why is there such a bitterness about me not being able to see you guys or me not coming home as much, then it could have been easily restored. And I think even for me, if I explain, oh, the reason why I don't come home as much is because I have freedom at college that I don't experience at home. Even though, yes, I am at a Christian university and I have curfew and I'm not allowed to even look at a boy, you know, all of these things, I was experiencing a newfound freedom that I didn't have at home. I think if I just explained that, there might have been some understanding on the other side. But now that's a friendship that I can't get back. Even if I did explain it, there's too much time that's passed by that there's no way to restore or even try to reconnect with the friends that I've lost, especially because that was a group of friends that we literally thought we were going to be friends forever. Our kids were going to grow up together. Because I told y'all, when I'm friends with somebody, like, I imagine our kids are going to grow up together. We're going to live in the same neighborhood. We're going to grow old together. Our spouses are going to know each other. Like, I'm that type of friend. And so I envision all that, especially because we went through middle school together, high school together, all of that. In one fell swoop, all of that was gone over a simple miscommunication and misunderstanding. And like I said, my mind was like, oh, you're not trying to understand me. You're not trying to see me. You trying to combat everything that I'm going through right now. I don't have time for it. Bye. Cut you off. But had I just understood that I need to just readjust or adjust essentially the boundaries that were set and communicate the boundaries and communicate where I am now versus where I was before, I feel like that relationship could have been restored or that relationship could have been maintained, even if things had to be changed. But because I was in my feelings, because I was in my pride, because I was in my ego, that's 10, 15 years of a friendship that's gone. Now, again, like I said, there are relationships that if it's gone, it's down the drain. It is what it is. And I've been through situations like that where there's nothing you can restore. There's nothing you can revive. But I realize that a lot of the times that if we just sit down and figure out, okay, what caused the disconnect? Again, using that circumstance and using that scenario, I recognize on my side, I was experiencing new freedom. I was now away from my parents, being able to live a life that I couldn't live when I was home. And I was living my best life, still, again, under rules and regulations that were different from my own, but still living my best life. I recognized from them, they didn't understand that I was a Caribbean girl. I was an American. And I realized like that comes up a lot in my life. I realized like a lot of my friends don't realize I'm not American. I'm American because I was born in America, but my parents never treated me like I was an American kid. They never raised me to be American. They never raised me to think American. I have an American mindset because I went to school in America. I have friends that are American. But to my core, I have a Haitian heart. And so therefore, there are certain things that I don't do, or there are certain things that I do because it's based on a Haitian perspective. And I recognize my friends didn't understand that. And that's where we butt heads. So again, I'm just using that as an example, but there are other situations where someone gets into a relationship and they start acting different. Maybe you feel like you need to tell them like, hey, I noticed that like when you're in a relationship with this person, you're not acting the same way that you used to be. Now, I know for some people that's a touchy subject. It's like, do you tell them that they're acting different or do you let them? Me, I'm gonna tell you, I'm sorry, I'm a straight shooter. But again, another situation. I had a friend. I felt like they weren't being their usual self when they were with this person and they were just acting very different and acting out of character, essentially. And it caused, again, another strife. And now, obviously, when communicating these things, you got to be mindful of how you say these things, how you navigate them. But again, in that situation, I realized that how could I have addressed the situation better? How could it have been handled differently? All of those things. The reason why I'm talking about restoring relationships is that because, again, when this time comes around, we feel like we need to remove all of our friends and start all over again. But I think in reality, we need to sit down and analyze all the relationships that we have and think, how is the relationship not just serving me? Because I feel like that's where a lot of the issue comes from. We cut people off because we feel like they're not serving me. This person's not serving me. This person's not doing anything for me. Therefore, I'm cutting them off. Not everything is about you. Like, I hate to break it to you, boo-boo. Not everything is about you. Sometimes you're friends with people because you need to serve them. You need to help them because you have something that they need. And I'm not talking about in a sense like they're there to use you and abuse you. None of that. But sometimes you've been through things and they need someone to guide them through it because they're now going through it and they have no idea how to get through it. And you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge, you have the nuggets to help them get through it. So sometimes not everybody in your life that you're friends with is about how they can serve you. Sometimes it's about how you can serve them. And I feel like sometimes we lose sight of that. Like, oh, this isn't serving me. This isn't serving me. Or I'm getting rid of this because this isn't serving me. That's very selfish behavior. That's very selfish mentality. Not everything in life is meant to serve you. There are some things in this world, many things in this world, that is meant to be a lesson or meant for you to do the serving. You are supposed to do something. So if it doesn't serve you, maybe figure out, how am I supposed to serve it? How am I supposed to serve them? How am I supposed to bless them? It's not always about what you can glean from it, but what the situation can glean from you. Because you're also a cup. You're also supposed to pour out something. So if the situation is not pouring into you, figure out how you can pour into it. And I feel like a lot of the times when we cut off people, we cut them off because we're like, oh, they're not serving me anymore. They're not giving me what I need. And we use and abuse people like they're objects and they're things. And they're not. They're human beings with feelings and emotions. Because again, when I feel like when we cut people off, it's tied into ghosting. And don't get me started on ghosting. I absolutely abhor it. I hate the concept of ghosting because it's like you don't acknowledge that the person on the other end has feelings and emotions the same way you do. You don't value them, you don't consider them, and therefore you just dismiss them. And people who ghost, you have a lack of communications and you're mentally immature. You're emotionally immature. And if that makes you feel some type of way, so sorry for you. But people who ghost, you are emotionally and mentally immature. Because if you don't feel a connection with them, if you feel like they're not on your level, if you have an issue with them or a problem with them, communicate that. Express that. This whole ghosting thing literally pisses me off. And I take that personally. And I'm not even talking about specifically on a relationship level. I mean that on a platonic level. People who ghost people piss me off. If you're going through something, I get it. People are like, oh, I don't owe you an explanation. If I'm going through something, I don't owe people an explanation. Fine. But why are you assuming you're the only one going through things? Why are you assuming you're the only one that's going through something? Everybody in this world is going through something. It costs nothing to be kind to someone. It costs nothing to just simply say, hey, I'm probably going to disappear because I'm going through a lot. It costs nothing. And I know people are going to be like, oh, I don't owe people that explanation. You're right. You don't owe anyone anything. But it costs nothing to just be kind. It costs nothing to just give someone just an ounce of kindness. Why? Because you would want it back. It's cliche, but it's truth. Treat people how you want to be treated. If you don't want to be left hanging, don't leave people hanging. Give people the same ounce of respect and kindness that you would want in return. Don't ghost people. Like, I'm gonna drop the ghosting conversation, but I really just ask people, stop ghosting people. because literally it's disrespectful. It's mad disrespectful. I hate that John so much. It's mad disrespectful. Anyways, I'm moving off of that. But the fact of the matter is, I feel like if anything, if you're going to do anything in terms of like the end of the year, what you do with your relationships, what you do with your friendships, don't necessarily cut people off. If at most, just evaluate your friendships. What friendships can you pour more into? What friendships can you do more for? Because sometimes you're like, oh man, I want to call this person more. This person was on my mind. If someone's on your mind or drops in your spirit, it's for a reason. Call them, text them, because you never know what could be going on. Because I know there's a lot of times like I'm minding my business, doing something, and somebody's name drops in my mind. Somebody's name drops in my spirit. And I'm like, oh, I wonder why I'm thinking about someone. And then I let it go. 9 times out of 10, there's a reason for it. If someone's name drops in your mind and in your spirit, reach out to them. Even if it's a simple, hey, you came into my mind, just checking on you, just thinking of you, hoping everything's okay. If nothing comes about it, cool. But you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how that person responds. So if someone, so instead of just saying like, oh, I wish that I would spend more time with this person. Instead of saying it, do it. Love is an action word. Love is a verb. It's an action word. It's not a theory. It's not a thought. It's an action word. If you love somebody, if you care about somebody, show them. I said it before in my last episode about right here, right now. If you care about the people, if you care about someone, show them. Do something about it. Like I said, if Ponderosa hasn't shown us anything, life is too short. Again, cut the people off who literally mean you harm. We see what happened with Shanquilla Robinson. The people in her life were horrible. They were horrible. And unfortunately for her, she had such a good heart that she probably loved on them and cared for them and surrounded them with love. And they felt spite and jealousy towards her because she had such a shining light. So if you sense any type of malice, jealousy, or anything negative around the people around you, remove them immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Immediately remove them. But for everybody else, if you feel like there's somebody you should spend more time with, spend more time with them. If there's somebody you feel like you should talk to more often, talk to them. If there's somebody who's in your inner circle and they should be part of the 12 disciples, set the boundaries and move them. If you feel like there's somebody in your 12 disciples and they should be in the multitude, move them, shift them. Just set more boundaries. Not everybody deserves to be cut off. Some people, you just got to set firmer boundaries because they're not necessarily operating in the place that they should be. Because like I said, I've said before, everybody in your life plays 3 different roles. They're a root, they're a branch, or they're a leaf. They all play purposeful roles, but they all have specific boundaries. They all have boundaries. Even a leaf, the fact that they blow to and from, they still grow and then they die down in the wintertime, meaning they have the nutrients that they bring. They have the necessity for you because the same leaves, they provide shade. The same leaves on the tree, even though they blow to and fro, they provide shade on a sunny day. So they have a purpose. They have a reason to be in your life on that tree. Same way with the branch. They might break, but they still hold you up. You just can't go out too far on them. So you know your boundaries. And then the people who are roots, they're the ones that are going to hold you accountable. They're the ones that's going to tell you like, now you know, you shouldn't be doing that. You ain't got no business being over there. You ain't got no business doing that. That's not who you are. That's not your character. That's not your personality. Why are you comparing yourself to them? You got dreams and goals. Why are you being too comfortable and not chasing them? Now you know that thing over there is going to kill your calling. They're going to keep you on your toes, but vice versa, you should be keeping them on your toes. Because again, it's not about how they can serve me. It's also about how you can serve them. So I just want to make that clear that sometimes we just have to sit and evaluate our friendships and figure out where are they in my life and where am I in their life? Because sometimes we're like, oh, this person is a root in my life and you a leaf in theirs. So then you have to decide, do you want to continue to be a leaf or do you want to be a branch or do you want to be a root? Because you have to put the mirror in your face too. You can't be like, oh, this person, you know, has been holding me down for forever, but you don't hold them down the same way. You're not a root in their life, but they're a root in yours. The math ain't mathing. The math ain't mathing. You gotta figure something out. Are you going to also make the consistent change to be the root in their life when they've been a root in yours? These are questions you got to ask yourself. So all I'm saying is don't be Edward Scissorhands. Don't be so quick to be Edward Scissorhands. Maybe, just maybe, figure out how you can restore certain relationships that you were thinking about cutting off, and instead having a sit down or a heart to heart with certain people and being like, you know what, we've had misunderstandings. And I'm not even talking about maybe just current friendships. Maybe there's some past relationships that they're still on your heart and you can't stop thinking about them. And you're like, you know what, the fight that we had, the disagreement that we had, it was petty. It was stupid. Maybe think about calling them and figuring out how to have a heart to heart. Again, there's accountability that still needs to happen. You ain't got to be besties so quick, but you can work on the steps of accountability to figure out, okay, you start off at the multitude and then you work your way up to the 12. And then maybe on good behavior, you might end up in the inner circle, but it doesn't have to work that way. It doesn't have to work that way. It's all about progression, not perfection. That's the key here. Because like I said, there's some friendships that we just cut off, no thought about it. But then if we sit down, we'll be like, that was stupid. That was dumb. We're better than that. Let's revisit restoring that. And like I said, with restoration, it's a slow process. Y'all don't gotta jump back to where y'all used to be and act like nothing happened. No, you start back at square one and slowly but surely see how you can fix and restore the friendship. And then maybe y'all get back to where you were. Maybe you get back to being better than where you were because now you have language to communicate your feelings. Now you have, you know, emotional maturity. Now you have boundaries that you won't cross again because you learned about it the last time. Like I said, I don't know what I'd be talking about. I'd be drunk sometimes. I'm kidding. But the fact of the matter is, just think about what relationships can you restore? What relationships can you just set better boundaries so that it's mutually beneficial? So these are just questions to ask because, again, we're at that time of year, new me. I'm cutting everybody off and I'm opening up my application for new friends or no new friends. Maybe we should start changing the tune a little bit because if you keep saying new year, new me, no new friends, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's you. And maybe you need to figure out how to restore some things. So we can go into the new year, instead of new year, new me, better me. New year, better me. New year, progressive me. Okay? I mean, doesn't have the same ring to it, but just a thought. Anyways, child, I'm going to wrap up the episode because I'm not trying to get long-winded. I'm not trying to get all preachy. Just some thoughts I have in my head that I just want to share with y'all. Okay? And so with that note, wrapping up today's episode. Again, as always, if you enjoyed today's episode, please come and hit your girl up on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and again, for now, Twitter. The handle is Shameless Lisso on all platforms. That's SHAMELESSLISZTO. And again, please, for a small content creator like myself, please head over to podchaser.com. Find your favorite podcast, that's this one, and leave your girl 4 or 5 stars, if you please, as well as 1 to 2 lines on why you love this podcast. And while you hit up my socials, make sure you tell me what are you doing for the holidays and what are your plans for New Year's. I'd love to know what are your plans. And also, what do you think about restoring friendships or relationships? Are you about it? Are you not? Or do you consider yourself Edward Scissorhands and you snip, snip, snip in all your relationships? Because they're all toxic, they're all manipulative, they gaslight, and you're just not about that life. I'm cool with it either way. Or if you plan to restore your relationships, how are you going to plan to do that? Give me one actionable step that you plan to do to restore your relationships. I'd love to hear it. Come talk to me on my socials and tell me what you're planning to do, and again, tell me your plans for the holidays. So with that being said, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya!